the highs and the lows. I call on my friends to show me the way to rise from below. En la elevación sentiré ya la luz. Mis amigos vendrán, tú a mí subirán por encima del yo.
Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
את כל מה שרע זה רק הלך וגדל ועמד למולי כחומה בצורה. נוסטי לב הפריקי זפסי אופשי מלבוי רסקריבה לסברתה בגלגה ימשתה נסליק וזה סבוי.
It's that that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
Good morning, my great friends. We are Tense on Duty, Holland 1 and Yuko 1. I just want to share how great it is that we were on this Rising Above Ourselves Congress. We took all the lesson that Raf said, and then now we're ready to take it into practice. You want to share like the preparation that we did in our town to create this clip that Holland friend asked for the gift of love. I mean, I want to share that how much this 4-second clip that we created. We took like 4 days to create it, and how much the friends really want to know themselves, want to give as much as they can, and how much they really want to follow the world of Raf. So this 4 seconds lasts into 4 days because we really want to achieve something new. And I can feel that how much each of my friends really show the example that Raf give and follow the advice of Raf. And now I want to pass this opportunity to our great friend from Holland One, Rono, please.
Thank you, Pandu. I remember how we worked on this little clip, and from our side in Holland One, it was, you know, a duty that we received from the social team was about creating about a 3-minute clip from our region, so I had to be representative of all of Europe. And so we were about 3 weeks from the Congress. We had 2 weeks to produce the clip. We had to unite about 70 plus men and women, tens in all of Europe that, you know, just looked like a mountain, like something like Mission Impossible. But, you know, we started scrutinizing and, you know, just we had this churning fear in our hearts that, you know, we didn't want to let down the work. It was a duty that was given to us in preparation for a Congress, something that could bring inspiration, and we had to succeed. So what we did, we just started reaching out, and we had this first meeting of all the tents together, and it's turned out to be something so heartwarming, so beautiful. There's so much inspiration, and everyone just, you know, started supporting and producing their own clips and in their own tents, and that's it. It was a great example of how when you involve the all of the hearts of all the friends, you know, when everyone put their common deficiency together and become something, you know, from the center of all of our own individual or just from our tents, we just put the tents together and that's it. We had a common accord to the Creator and that everything fell into place. That's it. That was, we couldn't have wished for better preparation for the Congress. That we have to be grateful for the fact that when you fall back on your friends for support, and it's always beautiful connection. And now we're passing on to Petactiva Reader for the first excerpt. Chaim.
Omer HaRabash. עניין תפילת רבים.
Rabash says.
פרש אבי ומורי זצ"ל. מה שהאדם מתפלל.
Rabash Salam explained the matter of prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. Since when a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is worthy of his prayer being answered, since he is not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. UK 1.
Active workshop. Let's help each friend feel included in a common deficiency that is in the center of the ten. Again, an active workshop. Let's help each friend feel included in a common deficiency that is in the center of the ten.
כן, אנחנו יומיים כבר אחרי הכנס, ואנחנו בכל פעולה שאנחנו עושים.
We're 2 days now after the Congress, and in every action that we do, we see that the prayer is the most important thing. More than this, there is such a feeling from this Congress that we've succeeded to reach such a point that we're looking to pray for the friends and not for ourselves. And when we do this, we suddenly reveal that we need to think very well what we're requesting for the friends, what the friend wants, what does he need, what is he lacking, to reveal this mutual lack between us, this lack to connect, to rise above ourselves, like we call the Congress. That truly seems to me like maybe the mutual lack we all have. Continue, friends.
On the way to the lesson, I heard yesterday's lesson, and Rav is explaining there that about an additional convention, that as far as he's concerned, he has no deficiency for an additional convention, and there's friends that have such a deficiency, and so he's incorporated in their deficiency, and from that begins to feel the desire for an additional convention. And that's really what we need to do. That's called to live within the deficiency of the friends, where actually the desires, the deficiencies of the friends is what, of the ten, define your desires. So if you will truly be open and attentive, the desires that are awakened in the ten and try to at least adopt them as our own, we will be able to come closer to the common deficiency in the center of the ten.
This mutual lack of the ten is created. It doesn't exist in of itself. Like the creator, each one wants something, and the rest hear it or incorporate it in him, and they want to fulfill that same desire of the friend, and then more and more, and such a mutual lack is formed.
Yes, it's something that we need to awaken. It's something that we need to discover between us. From this inclination, from this little step that each makes an effort to exit himself, makes an effort to ask for request for help from the Creator, we discover that we're evoking this deficiency.
In the cause of our gathering, I want to come to revelation of the Creator, that in each one is awakened the point in the heart, and it's expressed in one way or another. They want to reach that same point of truth, that same point of... that for him it's the most important thing in life. And this unique gathering allows us to realize the private lack of each one. By this, he's incorporated in the lack of the friends, and there he has a place both to bestow and to take from them, from the friends' force, to persist on that same yearning to the Creator.
Specifically now, where we are in these two states, we're not in the convention already, in its peak, and we're also not, and also in the, in that fulfillment of that impression, we're in a state where we can still use this with all our might to persist and pray and act in all that we can to give an example, not to sink, but on the contrary, push and awaken each other, create an atmosphere as if we are in a convention, in order to ignite each other to the goal, to awaken a prayer to the Creator.
An excerpt, Rabash. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others.
UK1. Active workshop. Each ten builds its intention for this lesson. Each ten builds an intention for this lesson.
Yesterday in our evening Zoom we did before we went to sleep, we started to talk already about what we are about to attain today in this lesson. We talked about the matter of prayer, and already certain questions awakened in us. So let's continue that direction that we started to talk about yesterday, and say that we would really want today, together, to understand how we build a common prayer from the ten, and how we raise it.
Yes. I don't know if there's so much what to say here. Rather, truly, let's truly try to ask inside, what is a mutual prayer? What is called the prayer of the ten? How can it be that 10, 12 friends have that same desire, that same yearning, the same intention, that they're requesting the same thing from the Creator? How do we reach this?
There's the world kli that has gathered now. It's worthwhile to think maybe what we talked about a moment ago, how much we want to be included within that common deficiency. Not in what I think or what I'm missing, but rather how we want to live inside that lack that is awakened now.
There was an example in the Congress where the entire world kli prayed for Kazakhstan to be in connection, to be in the lessons, that they can connect, that they will succeed. And that's what we learn, the prayer for the friend, for the world kli, for a huge ten of everyone, that truly divinity shall dwell among us, and then truly we'll receive an answer.
May we succeed to be in one prayer, the whole ten, for us to pray from the kli.